Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network only. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now it's official, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is the force multiplier of truth. Official. It's official. All right, fine. So this poor five-year-old damn near drowns in Mingo Junction at the pool. And there are all sorts of really, really, really important questions that really have to be answered. And I don't think they were even asked. And again, this is not anything to do with a reporter. I never mention reporters' names here in the Valley because these are children, first break, trying to make a name for themselves, trying to have a career. They're not well-trained. Channel 7 and 9 and the newspapers, they just want the lowest possible cost and just put them out there, cover fundraisers, and don't cause any trouble, and everything will be fine. I don't blame them. I blame the companies themselves, 7 and 9, and, of course, Bob Nutting's failed newspapers. So here's the story, and 9 is the only one that I'm aware of that even has the story, so good for 9. We didn't have it. 7 didn't have it, and, you know, newspaper didn't have it. At least I couldn't find it. But there are lots of really disturbing questions that really have to be asked. So, again, nothing to do with the reporter. Any one of these reporters from 9 would have done the same thing. The issue here is the questions that have to be asked. There we go.
An incident occurred over the weekend at the Mingo Junction Community Pool that caused a young boy to be transported by medical helicopter.
News 9's Skylar Sabansky joins us live with more about what happened. Hey, Skylar.
Hannah and Dylan, good evening. Yes, it was a very unsettling scene here at the Mingo Junction pool on Saturday, a little after 3 p.m., after a young boy was submerged underwater, which resulted in him being transported by medical helicopter. Mingo Junction Police Chief Willie McKenzie said a five-year-old boy was playing in the 2.5-foot part of the pool and then made his way over to the 4.5-foot section.
It was too deep for him. He was then submerged in water. It appeared, watching the video, that he was actually, you know, trying to fight for his life, trying to recover and go back to the 2.5-foot before ultimately he was totally submerged and became unconscious.
The five-year-old boy unconscious for approximately 2.5 minutes, according to McKenzie.
All right, fine. Just that part right there. You have a five-year-old boy playing the 2.5-foot part, 2.5-foot part of the pool. Question number one. Who was watching him? Was it a family member? Was it mom? Was it dad? Was it a sibling? Was it an aunt? Was it an uncle? Who was watching him? Who brought him into the pool area? Who brought him to the Mingo Junction pool? He's 5 years old. Who was with him? Who brought him? Who was supposed to be watching him? That's question number one. Question number two, let's say that it was, you know, some family member. Let's just say, I have no idea. But let's just say family member X. All right, so family member X brought him to the Mingo Junction pool. Five-year-old. Next question. Was family member X watching him? Or was family member X off doing something else? It's question number two. When he's playing in the 2.5-foot part of the pool, and then he starts making his way over to the 4.5-foot section, was the lifeguard watching him? Was the lifeguard even there? You see a little kid, 5-year-old kid, if you're a lifeguard and you're seeing a little kid, 5.5 years or 5 years old in the 2.5 foot section of the pool. As a lifeguard, you know that whenever someone goes from that part of the pool to the other part, it gets deeper. Was the lifeguard even watching the 5-year-old as he was going over to the deep end of the pool or to the 4.5 foot section of the pool? Pretty important questions, I would say, and there are a lot more.
When he was pulled out of the water by a lifeguard, CPR was administered, and then he was transported by medical helicopter a short time later.
He was life flighted from India.
Before we get to that, Mackenzie says it was too deep for him. He was then submerged in water. Does Mackenzie mean that someone submerged this 5-year-old? Maybe an older kid playing with him? Or that the 5-year-old was simply submerged in water? He was in over his head. That's an important question to ask, wouldn't you say? Why would the 5-year-old on his own go from the 2.5 foot section to the 4.5 foot section? Was he drawn there? Was he by himself playing? If he was playing with someone else, who was watching that other child? None of this makes any sense because, I mean, these are questions that have to be asked. So Mackenzie says he was then submerged in water. We don't know if somebody submerged him playing, goofing around or whatever, or trying to harm him, or the kid just was submerged. We don't know. We have to ask the question. It appeared watching the video, there's a video of this, that he was actually trying to fight for his life, trying to recover and go back to the 2.5 foot section before ultimately he was totally submerged and became unconscious. Now, this is on video, according to the police chief. So you're telling me that a 5-year-old kid on his own walks over to the deeper part of the pool. No adult, whoever brought him, was not paying any attention. The lifeguard apparently was not paying any attention. And now they have on video, and here's the quote, that he was actually trying to fight for his life, trying to recover and go back to the 2.5 foot section. And as this, now my question is this, as this 5-year-old is fighting for his life in the Mingo Junction pool, fighting for his life, that's what the police chief says is on the video. You're telling me that whoever brought this poor child still was not paying attention? You're telling me that the lifeguard was still not paying attention? I don't know lifeguard rules. I barely know how to swim. I could probably drown in a shower. But my guess is this, that a lifeguard has got to keep an eye on, especially the young kids, 5-year-olds. And if there's a 5-year-old in the 4.5 foot, if there's any child in the 4.5 foot section who is actually trying to fight for his life, that's the exact word, those are the exact words used by the police chief. You're telling me the lifeguard didn't notice that? A lifeguard doesn't notice when a little child in his pool is fighting for his life. How can the lifeguard not notice that? Do you think the child maybe even made a noise screaming for help? How do you not notice this if you're the lifeguard? How do you not notice this if you're presumably the adult who brought this child to the pool in the first place? Where the hell is everyone? And apparently this goes on for a while because, again, according to the police chief,
He was trying to recover and go back to the 2.5 foot before ultimately he was totally submerged and became unconscious. So we have a child now fighting for his life. And no one notices? He is submerged at some point, presumably. He runs out of energy or, you know, water is coming in and God knows what. And they still don't go rescue him? Where was everyone? Let me finish this audio here.
Creek School, which is here in Mingo, up to Children's UPMC Hospital up in Pittsburgh.
McKenzie said he spoke with the family on Monday and the boy is home after being released on Sunday. Additionally, he said that children 12 years or younger have to be accompanied by an adult at all times. Moving forward, McKenzie said this is now an ongoing investigation.
Like I said, we're still investigating it because, you know, there is angles to, you know, our camera systems and stuff like that. So we just want to make sure that this child was accompanied. Mm-hmm. And we just want to, you know, make sure that this doesn't happen again. No child should be left, you know, unattended at any time.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. So what he's saying is the child clearly, obviously was left unattended. We still don't know who. You've got to ask these questions. Even if the answer is no comment, you got to ask for that video, a copy of the video. You got to ask. Where the hell was the lifeguard? Where was the adult, presumably the adult that brought the five-year-old? You're telling me the Mingo Junction pool is so poorly run that a five-year-old is fighting for his life in the 4.5 foot section and no one notices? Because if they noticed, they would have saved him before he was submerged. He fights for his life. Then when he's submerged, then they go try to rescue him. Where the hell were they before that? They didn't hear him? They didn't see him? Nobody else saw this? The video cameras must have a really interesting story to tell, but these are the questions you have got to ask. Even if the answer is no comment, no comment, no comment. Five-year-old almost loses his life in the Mingo Junction pool. 101 questions. No one seems terribly curious.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.